This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Thou hast given so much to me. Give me one thing more, a grateful heart. Not thankful when it pleases me, as if thy blessings had spare days, but such a heart whose pulse may be thy praise. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. Beautiful prayer written by the Anglican poet George Herbert. If we would think that God's blessings had spare days, that we would pray that our very heart's pulse would be thankfulness for every breath. What a great thought. Well, you know, I have some traditions that we must abide by for Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, and I've still got some Halloween candy left in here. So would you hang on to that for me for a minute? It's just going to be in my way. I just need people to hold this stuff. So if you'd be so kind as to hold this for me, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. Would you hold that for me, please? Would you hold that for me? I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Well, looks like there's something else in here. Thanks. I appreciate that. So let's get on with it. So it's about being thankful. Now, this gospel is one of my favorites. The stop worrying. God knows what we need. And I can remember, I've told you the story of this great spiritual guru who I went to for this advice because I was dealing with these difficult issues and I was expecting this incredible advice from him, and all he said was, trust Jesus. And it's like, that's it? Well, I can't take credit for it, but I think the real sequence hymn we should have with this feast day and this gospel is one I heard recently. It's all about his grace, about his grace, no worries. Giving thanks. There's a great video that many of you have seen before, and for me, it really sums up what this day is about, and I'd like for us to watch it. with every breath, we're called to sit in that chair and give God thanks. There is this reading that was one of the scriptures today for our morning prayer for Thanksgiving. And it talks about God's word going out. But the significant line is, it will not come back to me empty. We have been gifted with so many things, so many blessings, and we are just stewards of those things. And what will help us to be more appreciative and useful of those gifts and blessings is that gratitude. The more I am grateful, it seems like the more things I find to be grateful for. We have these beautiful stained glass windows in this church, and my favorite one has always been in that very corner there that depicts that parable of the talents, where one receives one receives five, one receives 10. And they correspondingly are called to use those talents rather than burying them in the ground. I truly believe that the more grateful we are for the gifts we have, the more we will be willing to use those gifts for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. So, I asked some people to hold some things for me today. Who was holding the Jolly Rancher for me? Because we hang on to those things and are grateful, and we get a great return. Who got the little Hershey's Kiss? I'm going to give you a big kiss. Somebody out there has a Kit Kat. If you like Kit Kats, go see Noreen. Somebody got a little thing of Rolos. And not to be beat, somebody got a Twizzler. Oh, man. And somebody got a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Maureen. Oh, baby. Now, this tradition began when I was a priest back in 1982, and it began with this. I would find somebody in the church that I did not know at all, and I would go up to them and present them with a 5-pound Hershey's chocolate bar. And it's illustrative of the grace that God gives to us. We did not rehearse this. Who got the Hershey's? Who's got the Hershey's? You got it. You're a double winner here today, so you can give that kiss to somebody else. But oh, the kiss is over here. Oh, Benny gets the big kiss. Sorry about that. Sometimes the blessings belong to others. And we shouldn't be envious or jealous. We have so much to be grateful for. And sometimes we forget to be grateful for very basic things. I ran across this other video that I think, in a humorous way, but a very poignant way, makes that point. Let's watch this final video.
It's an annual tradition. Before we carve the turkey, before we serve the rolls, everyone is asked, what are you most thankful for this year? We recall the brightest moments, the biggest wins. What if we remembered what we can't imagine not having? What if we said thank you for what we'd miss the most? For what we'd give first? To those who live without. What if we celebrated the God who loves us and gives us the gifts we take for granted, the ones we'd be lost without?
To give God thanks for all things, and as Philippians says, in all circumstances. Let's not forget this holiday started after a winter where many had died back in 1621. Those that survived wanted to remember and give thanks. What we read after that first reading, this Thanksgiving proclamation attributed to Abraham Lincoln, was put together in the middle of the Civil War. Give God thanks in all circumstances. There was another man who gave God thanks in all circumstances. He was a Lutheran pastor by the name of Martin Rinkert. He lived back in the 1600s. He became a Lutheran pastor at a time when the 30 Years' War came right upon his particular area of the world. And on the heels of that, the plague came to his town. The historians tell us that Martin, on certain days, was burying 50 people a day. And that went on for months and months. Can you imagine? He buried his own wife from the plague. At the conclusion of all that, giving God thanks in all circumstances, he put together what has come down as one of the most enduring hymns for Thanksgiving that we have.